Beloved Father, High King of Heaven, and ruler over all the earth, I come today seeking your divine protection. I put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, and the belt of truth. I put on the shoes of peace, the quiet God confidence that is mine because of the gospel. I know the enemy is in attack mode, so I take up the shield of faith to extinguish all of his flaming arrows. I take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. I decree in Jesus' name that no weapon formed against me will prosper. Jesus said, all authority has been given to me. Then, in turn, he gave authority to me as his co-laborer. So I take authority over this day in Jesus' name. I do not dare to presume beyond the authority granted to me, but I do boldly exercise the full extent of my God-given authority. Jesus walked in authority and in love. So help me to walk in your love, Lord. Let the atmosphere of my life be the atmosphere of love and compassion. Having confessed all known sin, I stand cleansed and arrayed in robes of righteousness dipped in the blood of the Lamb. Now from a heart of love and a righteous position of delegated authority, I abort every scheme and assignment of witchcraft against me. I silence the voice of the accuser of the brethren. Every word he utters is a lie and unworthy of my attention. I decree in Jesus' name that I am blessed in the city and blessed in the fields. I am blessed in all I do, because I hear and obey the voice of the Lord my God. The enemy says I'm cursed. That's a lie. I am and will continue to be blessed. I reject the orphan spirit and claim my rightful place as a beloved child of the King Most High. I pray this prayer in the power of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ, I take authority over Satan and all his demons and those people who are influenced by them. I declare Satan is under my feet, and that's where he will remain forever. I bind, rebuke, and bring to no effect all division, discord, strife, wrath, criticism, condemnation, pride, envy, jealousy, gossip, and complaining. I bind, rebuke, and bring to no effect all lying, false teaching, false gifts, false manifestations, lying signs and wonders, poverty, and fear of lack. I bind, rebuke, and bring to no effect all deceiving spirits, religious spirits, hindering spirits, fault-finding spirits, retaliatory spirits, occult spirits, witchcraft spirits, spirits of Antichrist, and all familiar and territorial spirits. I decree all curses that have been spoken against me have no effect. I bless those who curse me and pray blessings on those who spitefully use me. I cancel all spoken judgments made against me, as well as any judgments I've made against myself or against others. I bind the power of negative words spoken by or against me. I bind and render useless all prayers not inspired by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit leads and guides me today. He fills me with grace and with every gift I need to be a vessel He can use. I release angels to do warfare on behalf of me, my family and friends, and all those in authority over me, including my pastor. God in heaven, bring forth your perfect will in all of our lives, on earth as it is in heaven. I command my body to get into alignment with the Word of God. I decree not only healing, but wholeness. I decree that I will live a long, healthy life, enjoying a sound mind full of peace, patience, and love. Whatever I put my hands to will prosper, for God supplies all my needs. He gives me great ideas and blesses their implementation with divine favor. Lord, I pray for the ministry you've appointed for me. Anoint me, Father, for all you have called me to do. I thank you that my gifts are making a way for me and bringing me into a place of influence for your glory. I thank you that every seed I have sown into the kingdom of God has taken root and is even now bringing forth a harvest. I decree that I am walking in favor through open doors of opportunity, doors of increase, and divine appointments. I thank you for closing every door that a man can shut, doors that will just waste my time and drain me of physical and emotional energy. I am fully persuaded that you are creating for me God-ordained encounters and ministry positions. I trust your timing and await that glorious moment when the fullness of my destiny will be unveiled for me and for all to see. I rejoice in confidence, knowing that as I go about your kingdom business, you are watching over all that concerns me. You have trained my hands for war and have helped me to set my face like flint. I have set my shoulder to the wheel and will not turn back. I will be for your people a North Star and not a shooting star. My life's work will endure and increase throughout the coming generations. I ask you to put a hedge of protection by the precious blood of Jesus around me, my spouse, my children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren today and every day. Indeed, I draw a bloodline around everyone and everything that pertains to me. Because I am the beloved of the righteous one, no evil can come near. King of heaven, station guardian angels around each person, every home, every automobile, every workplace and location we frequent. I thank you that your mighty angels will protect our houses from any intrusion and will protect us from any demonic physical or mental attacks. May I, in all whom I love for 1,000 generations, honor you in everything we say and everything we do. I want to leave a legacy of faith, hope, and love for those who will follow after me. Protect my life, my heart, my mind, my family, and my reputation. Shield me from every pathway or decision that might rob you of glory. I ask all of this in the matchless name of my King and for the sake of his glorious kingdom. Amen.